Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What was your reaction? I mean, you go back with Donnie, and I know he's one of the reasons, one of the factors that led to you coming here in the first place.
Yeah, it's the harsh reminder this is a business. I think we let him down. We let each other down. We let the city down. I think we all thought we were going to have a better year, and I think we were a better team than we showed all year. I guess that's the most disappointing thing about this, you know, and then here we are. We're going to watch the Stanley Cup playoffs.
We've heard a lot about accountability the last 24 hours. There were times where we saw accountability from Don. You were a healthy scratch at one point. I mean, Eric sat it. Like, other guys sat. Was it just the consistency of accountability throughout a season that sort of adds up and leads to where we are now, I guess?
Yeah. I think accountability is also on yourself. It's on you to hold your teammates accountable. I think that's what culture brings, right? You hold each other accountable, and that's what we try to do. Obviously, there wasn't enough. We made a lot of mistakes that cost us points, cost us games and wins. I think we had a tough start. We battled back to 500, I think 20 games in, and then we didn't hit 500 again until 60, right? Kind of just looking back, I don't know. I think we're all disappointed. We expect better from ourselves and each other. And I think we just, at the end of the day, weren't good enough.
You came here partially to be with Don, and you've only been a part of the Sabres under Don. What have your conversations been like with teammates about the future going forward, or what have you gleaned out of the leadership in this room about what's next for this organization?
Yeah, so I think we're a better team than what we proved this year with our standings. I think, you know, this summer we have a long summer, and we got to be ready to go and compete for 60 minutes every night coming 24-25. There wasn't many losses this year where we played a good 60 minutes. Maybe we played a good 50 minutes, and then we lose focus for 10, and they put two goals in on us, and one of them's a game winner. I don't think we deserve the playoffs the way we played, but the promising thing is that we were the ones who didn't play our game consistently. Mm-hmm. So I think you struggle with that because you know it's in here, and I'm excited to be part of this group. And I'm excited for camp next year. Obviously, we have a long time to wait and a long time to prepare. And I think that's just, you know, part of the process. And we just weren't good enough. And we got to bring that pissed off mentality after a season like that into the summer, into September, October next year.
like Lance said, accountability is thrown around a lot. What does player accountability look like into the summer? You may have seen it on other teams you've been a part of. So what do you think that can look like as an advancement?
I think you're preparing for next season. You have that in the back of your mind every day, you know, workouts, skates. Obviously, you take a little time off, but workouts, skates, they're a grind, and it's how you get your body and your mind right for the 82-game season that's long and grueling, but it's all worth it when you get to game one of the playoffs, right? And like I said, unfortunately, we're watching this year.
You've been through a coaching change before in Boston, going from Bruce to Jimmy. What do you want to see from the next coach of the Sabres? I know that adjustment was pretty stark between those two guys. Does this team need to see somebody who's maybe a little bit more of a hard edge to them? Or I'm just leading you with these questions, but what do you want to see from the next coach?
I think. I think that's exactly what we need. You know, a hard, accountable, structure-driven coach. I think there's so much young talent in this room, and it's part of the game, right, when coaches, you know, come and go, and we're the ones in here that are going to be around and outlast coaches. That's just the nature of the business, but I guess we're going to need somebody to kind of put this team every day. We go and we grind and get us to that, you know, playoffs. And I think we're a better team, like I said, than we showed. But we have so much young talent, I was saying. We need that edge, right, to hold people accountable. And what am I saying here?
Say whatever you feel, man.
Yeah, yeah. I guess we just need someone to lead us in a better way, in a more hard-mannered way, where we can, you know, follow the leader and work and just be better than we were this year.
What do you know, like Joe mentioned, you have been through this and it worked. You know, you guys responded the right way in Boston. What does it look like, and what do you kind of impart on some of the younger guys about handling something like this and using it in the right way?
I think in Boston we always had that structure to fall back on. I think there was a little lack of that this year, and in the coaching change, I think I'm going to miss Donnie, but at the same time I'm excited to see who's going to come in and a new voice and a new opportunity to get the Buffalo Sabres into the playoffs.
Have you gotten to talk to Don yet?
I haven't.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.